are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Just about every American seems to have a cell phone these days, and many of them seem to be almost lost without it, and that includes their time on the commute and other times they're on the road in their vehicle. But are they safe when using the phone? And are they any safer when they're using a hands-free device than when they're holding the phone up to their ear? Well, that's what the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety wanted to know and conducted a number of surveys on the subject, as well as scientific research. With me now to talk about the findings is Peter Kissinger, the president and CEO of the AAA Foundation. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What did you want to know from cell phone users most of all?
Well, we specifically wanted to know whether they appreciated the fact that, based on a whole body of research, handheld units are just as safe as hands-free units. One is not safer than the other. And unfortunately, two out of three drivers actually thought that hands-free units were less risky than handheld units, and that is simply not the case.
The conventional wisdom, I guess, would suggest that because they would have two hands, that would make them safer behind the wheel. What is the research that suggests that it doesn't really matter how many hands free or used that determines whether or not you're being safe?
Well, the big difference is what we call mental or cognitive distraction. It turns out that you can actually experience something called inattention blindness, where you can be so distracted by the conversation that you can look at something and not see it. And obviously, if that happens when you're driving a car, that's a very scary scenario.
And so just how much more dangerous are our roads right now, given the number of people using cell phones?
Well, it's important to appreciate that distracted driving accounts for 25% of all traffic crashes in this country, which is over 1 million crashes every year. And talking on a cell phone, regardless of whether it's a handheld unit or a hands-free unit, increases the risk by a factor of four.
What advice, then, do you have to folks who feel like they need to be on the phone during their commute or some other time they're behind the wheel?
My advice is to appreciate the fact that these risks are real, and if they need to make a cell phone conversation, only do it when they're stopped or if they can pull off the road in some place that's safe. It's simply not worth the risk of staying connected when it increases your risk at such a large amount.
One of the other things that your survey looked at is not just cell phone usage, but usage of the phone in terms of text messaging. What were your findings there?
Well, again, texting is even more dangerous than cell phone usage, primarily because it forces you to take not only your hands but your eyes off of the environment for such a long period of time. And we have in this whole area sort of a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do sort of attitude. Drivers seem to appreciate that distracted driving is a problem, but when we asked them whether they partake in it, over 50% said, yeah, I did talk and drive over the last month, and about 14% actually said that they texted in the last month.
And, of course, it also says that in terms of just the cell phone usage, in your survey, 1 in 6 admitted to doing it regularly. What do you know now that you didn't know before the survey, or what do you feel that you've confirmed as a result of this research?
Well, I think we confirmed that we have a large task ahead of us in terms of educating motorists that driving and cell phones should not mix. It's a deadly combination. And we have an especially hard time with those people that mistakenly believe that hands-free units are safer than handheld units.
Do you feel you have an especially steep challenge with the younger generation that's so adept at texting and seems to be on the phone constantly?
Oh, there's no question about that. And that's one of the things that scares us as we look to the future, because this generation of kids that grew up with all of this electronic paraphernalia, what will happen as they move into the driving age and beyond? It's a really scary scenario. And we know from current surveys that younger individuals are more likely to drive while they're on the cell phone, and they're also more likely to text while they're driving, because they simply do not appreciate the risks.
And what about advice for those who aren't on the phones but are on the roads with those that do use them?
Be very, very careful. And, recognize that we're all part of the same traffic mix as well as the pedestrians. So it's incumbent upon all of us to keep our eyes on the road and to keep our mind at the driving task.
And before we let you go, Peter, where can folks learn more about the surveys that you've had conducted and other research on this subject?
You can go to our website, which is www.aaafoundation.org. That's www.aaafoundation.org.
Sounds good. Peter, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Peter Kissinger is president and CEO of the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And a reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington on the web 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.